This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to James Hurt, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Group. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Kevin Bond, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is K-E-V-I-N. Last name is B-O-N-D. On August 18th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 32-year-old male, height 6 foot 2 inches tall, weight 380 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 7th, 2022, period. It was a severe automobile accident whereby he was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle lost control, striking the patient's vehicle in the right rear, causing the vehicle to flip, landing on the roof, period. The vehicle spun, and it was totaled and obviously not drivable, period. The patient had immediate pain in his left elbow, comma, abrasions of his face, back, and hip pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is occasionally having problems and pain referable to his left elbow, period. New paragraph. His left elbow pain is described as intermittent, period. It can be severe at times, approximately 2 times per week, period. It is a stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. He was told that he may have a possible chip bone off of his ulna, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took him to Methodist emergency room, period. He had x-rays and CAT scans. He was advised to follow up, period. He saw his family doctor in Colorado. He also saw a chiropractic physician in Colorado Springs called Werner Chiropractic, period. Werner is W-E-R-N-E-R, period. He did have an adjustment as well as chiropractic therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems working with tools, comma, yard work, comma, and problems sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include Losartan, comma, chlorthalidone, comma, amlodipine, comma, allergy medicines, comma, B12 injections, comma, testosterone injections, comma, a muscle relaxer, PRN, comma, and over-the-counter medications for this condition, period. He also takes albuterol occasionally for asthma, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, allergies, comma, anemia, comma, testosterone deficiency, comma, histoplasmosis in the past, comma, and asthma, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals he had part of his lung removed, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, and tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left elbow in the past, period. The patient was involved in a minor automobile accident in June of 2015 where he had a whiplash injury. He did see a chiropractic physician for approximately 2 months, but had no permanency, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a senior traffic technician. He is working full-time, period. Although he works full-time, he does have to deal with pain from this auto accident, period. He did miss approximately 4 days of work as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to review some of the pertinent medical records, period. Emergency room report, May 8th, 2022 from IU Methodist Hospital, states 30-year-old here for motor vehicle crash with rollover, comma. Patient was restrained, comma, positive airbags, period. Negative loss of consciousness, able to self-extricate, period. He arrives EMS, complains of point tenderness around the left neck and left upper arm, period. On physical examination, his blood pressure was up, and they noted several abnormalities and documented them, period. They state the CT scan was without any signs of acute fracture in his neck. There was a small possible lucency left arm for possible fracture, period. CT scan was negative, period. Assessment 1, neck pain. Number 2, motor vehicle accident, period. They did CT of the abdomen and pelvis, chest. Left humerus x-rays show linear lucency through the coronoid process of the proximal ulna, suspicious for minimally displaced fracture, period. They also state that the patient complains of head pain, period. Fracture evaluated by ortho service, no acute interventions. Now scratch that statement. Scratch that whole line about fracture evaluated. Let's state that. Okay, let me rephrase that. Fracture evaluated by ortho services, comma, no acute intervention needed, period. Report from a Warner Injury and Chiropractic Center dated May 31st, 2022. Chief complaint, posterior cervical neck, comma, right side of neck, comma, upper thorax, comma, right posterior trapezius, comma, lumbar, comma, right lumbar, comma, right sacroiliac, comma, right anterior pelvis slash hip, and right posterior pelvis slash hip, dull and aching discomfort, period. On objective findings, they documented several findings, including restrictions, subluxations, and muscle spasm involving the cervical, thoracic, right pelvis, right sacrum, and lumbar regions, period. The primary treatment was diversified chiropractic manipulative therapy at several different areas. And their diagnosis was cervical alga, C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A, comma, pain of the thoracic spine, comma, low back pain, comma, muscle spasm of the back, comma, and segmental dysfunctions of the cervical, comma, lumbar, comma, thorax, comma, and sacral regions, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 7th, 2022, are all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left elbow trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and possible minimally displaced proximal ulnar fracture, period. Number 2, cervical strain and pain. Number 3, head pain and trauma. Number 4, thoracic, lumbar, and sacral strain, comma, and strain, comma, trauma, comma, and pain. Number 5, right sacroiliac and hip trauma and pain, period. The above 5 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of May 7th, 2022, period. Diagnoses 2 to 5 have resolved, period. Diagnosis number 1 has become chronic, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left elbow, please note the following period. Utilizing Table 15-4, the patient qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left elbow region, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include ongoing over-the-counter medications as well as an occasional muscle relaxer, period. Estimated cost of these medications would be $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by some more short-term chiropractic care at an estimated cost of $1,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records, comma, taken the history directly from the patient, period, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.